obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
When God says that I am the Lord that healeth thee, he's saying that all that I am is put together to ensure that you are constantly healed. And this is the assurance that every child of God is supposed to get. Hallelujah. You know, many a times there are people who think that, oh yes, we know God can heal, but will he heal me? All right? How many of you have ever been in a situation and it's not like you don't know God can do something about it? You know God can do something about it. You know. You can even sing about it. You know, God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to me. I'm not gonna give up on God because he won't give up on me. Oh, yes. He's able. Oh, yes. Then you sing it and you are charged. And then the problem is still looking at you. Now you're telling the problem, my God is able. But do you believe that he will? Hallelujah. Do you believe that he will? Do you believe that he will? Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. No, there's a scripture in Mark that says that whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you have it already and you shall have it. You know, so you go and you pray, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, brosko toya, brosko toya. And then you go. But do you believe that you have it already? See, in the mind of God, you are not going to pray about a matter and leave the prayer talking about the problem again. See, you won't get it. Like, for example, I'm praying to God about what? Money. No, not money. I don't know why people are talking about money this morning. You know, what? Tell me something. What should I pray about? A plus. You know, you're praying about something, and then after the prayer, you know, I want something very practical. Yeah, you pray. You need a job or something, and then Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, I pray, oh God, that if you give me a job, oh, I will honor you. Lord, I need a job. I pray. And then when we are done, we say, we pray with thanksgiving. So this is my prayer, or this is my petition with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. No, we say, in the name of Jesus, have I prayed with thanksgiving? Then you say, amen. Maybe you were kneeling down before your bed. You get up and then you do like this. Then you get up. You know, you get out. Now, when you get out, and then you meet some people talking, hey, Ghana, the rate of unemployment in this country is killing. Then you that prayed to your father, then you say, I tell you, I've been looking for a job for the past 6 years now. I'm not getting. What did you do? You placed a seed on the ground and then you went and you uprooted it. Praise God. And that's why most often than not, you pray and pray and pray and pray and nothing is happening. You pray and the Bible says, believe that you have it. So what are you going to talk like? You're going to talk like somebody who is working. Hallelujah. You're going to think like somebody who is working. Colossians 4 says that, you know, watch unto your prayer with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So what are you going to do? You're going to be thanking God. Thank you, Father, for a job. Hallelujah. See, the Christian lives in a place of the spirit before the natural. So the things that you see, all right, before you see the things that you see, you must see from the place that people don't see. That is the place of the spirit. Hallelujah. I thank God that I'm healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is such an, there's such an emotional trauma. And you know, you pray about it, and you are still crying. Low key, the thing is eating you up. See, you go and say, thank God I'm healed. Thank God I'm healed. Blessed God, I'm healed. Thank God I'm healed from this hurt. Thank God I'm healed. See, it doesn't matter the level of brokenness. It doesn't matter the level of pain. It doesn't matter the level of hurt. I am the God that heals you. But David says that he restores my soul. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Then he says he restoreth my soul. In other words, when I'm overwhelmed, I can look to God who restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. Who fills me with the joy of salvation. See, it is not a proper thing for a Christian to be heartbroken for 6 months. A Christian is heartbroken for 3 weeks. A Christian is in pain for 5 days. You know, he says, I'm depressed. Then you are all in the room. You turn off the light. You don't want to talk to nobody. You just want to be alone. You just want to be alone. You've been through a lot. You just want to be alone, alone and alone. No. Hallelujah. He says, for the garment of mourning, I'll give you the garment of praise. So you don't have any business getting broken, walking on in brokenness for months, sometimes for years. I will not be shocked that somebody is here. Somebody has hurt you that bad that you don't even want to see the person in your life. And you're born again. Hallelujah. See, say, I'm filled with the Spirit. Like you can say, I'm filled with the Spirit. Hatred cannot stand in me. Glory to God. Yeah, so you get that hurt, that broken, and you worship that. Sometimes it feels like nobody is understanding you. If you know what I've been through, this pastor, you don't know. You've not been through anything. You have decided to be through it. Hallelujah. God says, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Come on. I am the Lord. So I'm the Lord that meant you. I'm the Lord that I stitch you. I restore you. No matter how scattered you feel, there is a God who is always ready to make it right. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, there's nothing so big that you can ever lose that God cannot replace. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord. Yeah. There's nothing. You can be in a relationship with somebody, you save the number as my world. Yeah. And then 8 months down the line, your world come crashing down. Say, my world. Well, I know I have witnesses here. Then you have a lot of love emojis and there's a ring inside and then there's a blue diamond. You know those kind of things. A lot of things. Yeah. My world. My all in all. Yeah. My gentleman. My first lady. And all of that. And you get so shattered that you so much believe that this was it. And you wake up the next day and you see a text. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. You see the message, you don't want to press to read the rest. Because you know that can be a bomb. Hallelujah. And this person was so perfect. To the point that now you think, I've lost something. You might have lost something, but he says, I am the God that healeth you. I can restore. Hallelujah. So instead of looking broken, instead of locking yourself in the room, refusing to eat. You know, the thing that baffles me is when people have broken heart and they don't go to church. How can you have broken heart and have a problem with God? You know. No. He's not the one who came to propose to you. Hallelujah. See, but he says, I am the God that healeth you. Say, he heals me. He heals me. So we got to understand that God is there to heal us. There is somebody here who has been having a problem with migraine. I had this when I was hand bathing, sometimes you feel like fainting. You become light-headed. All right? I'm going to pray for you, and it will get out. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'm the God that healeth you. I have positioned myself that look up to me for everything healing. Hallelujah. Let's go to 3 John. I think this is the first time in my ministerial life that I'm preaching about 3 John. Let's go to 3 John. 3 John. You know, we have 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. Yeah, so we put the whole of 3 John here. Some of you never knew there's something called 3 John in the Bible. Yeah, there's 3 John. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Next verse. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. This is God's mind. Hallelujah. He says, I want you to prosper. The word prosper means I want you to do well. See, God wants us to do well. It's not the will of God for you to be tattered, poor, you know. And then you go like, oh, there's this song that says, Senya miti biara me inya miayo. Senya miti biara me inya miayo. Munyen so. Senya miti biara me inya miayo. Mi wosika me inya miayo. Mi oyen inswa me inya miayo. You know. No, the Bible says, God says, I want you to prosper. I want you to do well. Yeah. Hallelujah. God does not want you to look like poverty. Say, God wants me to do well. In the name of Jesus, I do well. Like you may say, I do well. No, like you may say, I do well. God gets no glory in poverty. Hallelujah. No. So God says, I want you to do well. This is my mind for you. This is what I want you to be. I want you to do well. Hallelujah. He says, I want you to prosper. It's my wish. This is Elder John telling the church. He says, it's my wish that you prosper. And be in, come on, and be in health. Be in health. There are people almost every month, they go to the hospital. Why do they go to the hospital? They go to, today is my head, tomorrow is my leg, yesterday was my back. I feel like a cockroach is moving in my spine. I'll give you a solution to that. He says, I want you to be in health so that you can be up and about with everything that you are supposed to do. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he says, look at that. He says, even as thy soul prospers, the prosperity of your soul. He's talking about mental health. Hallelujah. He's talking about mental health. I don't want you to be depressed. I don't want you to be broken. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, like the people that say, women are a scam. Men. I heard a lady say, men. He said, men. 3 times. He said, men. Like, I'm not going to talk. No. He says, I want your soul to prosper. I want your soul to prosper. I don't want you to live in depression. No matter what is bothering you, you can cast it on him, for he cares. I don't want you to be depressed. God does not want us to be depressed. Hallelujah. There's nothing that is eating you up that is bigger than God. Now, I want to say this again. Give me your mind. There's nothing that is eating you up. Now, I want to say that again. I said there is nothing that is eating you up that is bigger than God. I want to say that again. There's nothing that is eating you up that is bigger than God. So he says, I don't want you to be depressed. Why? The solution is here. Look at how Paul puts it. He says that, be anxious for nothing. Don't fret about anything. Don't have anxieties. Don't have panic attacks. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't know what is happening. You feel death around you. Sometimes you are not happy. You are just going through something and your spirit is down, your mind is down, and all of that. God says, I don't want you to be anxious. I'm here to help. Hallelujah. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. So I can go to God. I was telling some precious people yesterday, prayer is not all the things you see on TV. Kaya, you know, and people feel like, I can't pray. I can't do all these things. Prayer simply means talking to your Father and He talking to you. So He says that, let your request be made known unto God. Whatever the problem is, tell God about it. And the Bible says that, do it with thanksgiving. The assurance you should have when you are talking to God about something, all right, should propel you to give thanks even before the thing comes. Hallelujah. See, the kind of God that has been painted to us, we see this old man with gray hair, with a stick, and all that he wants to see is that you make a mistake and he teaches you a lesson. He's going to finish you. But listen, God is a loving Father. When you got born again as a Christian, you came to a Father, not to a God. I want to say that again. When you got born again, hallelujah. When you got born again, you did not come to God. You came to a Father. You came to a Father. And you see, many people don't know this. First of all, Christianity is a father-child relationship with God. He's your Father. He's my Father. Jesus, the other day, was teaching the disciples how to pray. And He says, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven. My God, I can preach on that for the whole day. Our Father who art in heaven. Glory to God. Our Father. It means our heavenly Father. Our Father who is not an earthly Father. Our Father who is our heavenly Father. He's above every problem. I have a Father who is in heaven. Do you get it? He's called the Most High God. There's nothing so high above my Father. So I have a Father in heaven. Do you get what I'm talking about? So there is no need. There is no want that I cannot get the solution to. I have a Father who is not limited like my earthly Father. Am I communicating to us? I have a Father who is a heavenly Father. So when you got born again, you came to a heavenly Father. Praise the name of the Lord. So you don't see Him as God. You see, when you see Him as God, your relationship with Him will be duty-based. I get up in the morning, I have to pray. If I don't pray, I don't know what's going to happen to me. I have to fast. If I don't fast, I have to this, I have to that, I have to this. No, but when you have a Father, you see, a king, all right, you take the Ashanti king, for instance. No matter how close people are, when they are going, they will knock. But when the children are going to him, they are not going to a king. They are going to their father. Hallelujah. And they go without any reservation. So the other day, the Bible says, let us come to the throne of grace with boldness to obtain grace in time of need. That's our Father. He is the God. Oh God. He is the God of all grace. He is the God of all grace. Every type of grace, He is the God of it. And then the Bible says in Hebrews 4, He says that, let us come boldly. Let us not come hiding. Let's come boldly to the throne of grace to collect. That's the word to obtain. To collect grace in time of need. So what is the need that you have? Praise the name of the Lord. Man of God, when I sleep, something comes to press my neck. He says, come boldly. How do you come boldly? Thank you, Heavenly Father. I'm a child of God. And this is what has been happening to me for the past 6 months. But today, I come to gather grace. Glory. After the prayer, you begin to thank God all over. You thank Him throughout the day. Let that demon show his face again. I'm a child of God. Come on, you didn't come to church. I said, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Glory to God. See, Jesus, when Jesus was about leaving, he says, I'm about to go, but I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you helpless. Glory to God. You are not comfortless. You are not orphans. Like you don't have anybody around your life that anything can happen to you anytime. A demon will choose to do whatever he wants to do with you. You can be there and you feel this and somebody comes and press your neck. Somebody comes and beat you. Somebody comes and give you sickness. Somebody comes to sleep with you. No. You are not an orphan. I have the Spirit of God in me. Come on. I'm not an orphan. Yeah. You are working at a place. Your boss or whoever doing, office politics. And they say, we are taking your seat away from you. By the time we realize you are dead. What happened? He was killed at the workplace. No, that cannot happen to me. I have a Heavenly Father. Glory to God. Come on, say, I'm a child of God. So he says, I'm the God that healeth you. Let's come to that. I'm the God that healeth you. Come to me with your problems. See, God is never tired of hearing you over and over and over and over again. He says, I am the God that healeth thee. The healing now is obtained through what he said. Let's go back to that scripture. He says, if you would diligently hearken unto my word, hallelujah. It means that our completeness, our healing, God is always ready to heal. In fact, he says, I am the God that healeth thee. Whatever problem you are going through, I am the God. Come on, talk to me. I am the God. Yeah, I'm the God that healeth thee. But look at that. He says, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight and give and will give ear to his commandment, all put this together is his word. He says, I will put none. Now, I'll put none here is probably read as I will allow none of these diseases upon you. Now, the word disease is dis-ease, anything that causes you to become uncomfortable. Do you understand? So we are not just talking about sickness. We are talking about every kind of thing that puts you at this ease, right? So it is the negative of ease, right? So you are not comfortable. You are not okay. Something is bothering you. Something is eating you up. Anything that makes you uncomfortable, hallelujah. He says that I will not allow it upon you. And the condition is, when you hearken to his voice, it means that healing cannot be separated from the word of God. The way to actualize the healing of God is through the word of God. It's through the word of God. God does not take pride in you getting sick, getting uncomfortable for years. And then you come and give testimony finally after 38 years. No. I was barren for 72 years. No. God does not take glory in that. Praise God. You can decide when you want to obtain, when you want to take that comfort from him. You can decide. And your decision is seen in how available the word of God is to you. Hallelujah. And see, People who give themselves to the word of God wholeheartedly, they seldomly get sick. They are very healthy. Praise God. Because these things that you call depression, it doesn't depress them. They don't even see it. Hallelujah. How many of you know that depression actually fights against your immune system? Yeah, it does. Go and read about it. It's very spiritual. You are not happy, you will die early. Yeah. Happy people, they don't. The Bible says laughter is medicine. There are some of you don't remember the last time you laughed. I said, begin to laugh. I mean, like you have no idea what we are going through. Please, this is a laughter matter. Leave me alone. You know? Nothing is funny. I said, laughs. Hey. There's this guy there, the Otunfor son. He can switch mood in less than a second. I said, quit. Praise God. Yeah. The Bible says laughter is medicine. When you laugh, it's like you are taking medicine. Glory to God.
Glory.
Yeah. 22 years, you started having wrinkles all over your face. You look like, you know, somebody who is 73. Come on. You won't have time for your body. You won't have time to take care of yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Because you feel like you're about to die. Like, this life is not interesting anymore. No. Take time. Hallelujah. Dress well. Stand on the glory of God. If you are a lady, get them heels. I mean, hallelujah. Take time and look good. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. So look at that. He says that I am the God that heals you. If you are going to hearken to the word, you cannot separate the word of God from healing. When it comes to healing, you can't separate the word of God from healing. If anything has ever eaten you up, if you have a certain level of bitterness, hatred, or there are things that there's this pain in your heart, hallelujah. It can even be physical sickness. Whatever thing that makes you uncomfortable can be dealt with by the knowledge of the word of God. I want to say that again. And you see, I'm saying that anything that makes you uncomfortable, anything that gives you pain, that has caused you pain, that you can't let go, anything at all, no matter how venomous it is, hallelujah, no matter how poisonous it is, if you are able to give yourself to the word of God, it will get out of your heart. It will. No matter how poisonous. No matter how poisonous. No matter how deadly it is. If you give yourself to the word of God, it will get it out. And you see, that is why the devil has tactically, all right, taking the word of God out from many pulpits. It's very disheartening. Very disheartening that you see Christians today who don't give relevance to the word of God. They don't give relevance to the word of God. Hallelujah. I was telling these people yesterday, I was trained to go to church with the Bible. I was trained to go to church with the Bible. I know we are in a world of technology, but I was trained to go to church with the Bible. I was trained to read the Bible. I was trained to have quiet time every day. Yeah, I was trained to hear from God every day. And that's what is keeping us. Hallelujah. That churches today, you go, we can have praises for 1 hour. We will jump. And dance. Then we'll call the drama group. They will come and dramatize something in the scripture. Then when we are done, we'll call the dancers in the church, and they will come and dance, and you know, they will come and do all kinds of things. And then when we are done, we will call for, you know, appeal for fun. Those who do gold should come here, platinum, and all of that. Platinum is 25,000, gold is this, and then that one takes like 1 hour, 30 minutes, and all of that. And the pastor can shamelessly say that, and then your time call in, you know, that's blasphemy. People drove all the way, some 13 kilometers, Some God knows where they are coming from. Some God knows where they slept last night. As we are here, it's not all of us have slept in our rooms last night. It may be. Praise the name of the Lord. Only God knows where we are coming from. And then he is able to bring us together. And then from here, the word of God is supposed to. Somebody is coming with a certain level of burden. Somebody is coming with sickness. Somebody is coming with something that is eating the person up. You had 1 hour to take money. You have 30 minutes for choreography. You have 40 minutes for praises. 35 minutes for what you call worship, which is not worship. And then you preach for 15 minutes. God will ask you. So when you come into our churches, we don't have people who are able to war with the word of God. When there is a problem, they are looking for the next pastor. When there is a problem, they are looking for the next friend. When there is a problem, they don't know how to war with the scriptures. Look at Jesus. Satan pops up. And he says, if you are the son of man, if you are the son of God, turn these stones into bread. Now listen, Satan told Jesus what he had been told by God. And Jesus goes, it is written. When things pop up, how many of the it is written can you quote? Let me tell you a testimony. Years ago, I don't know how many years now, but it's quite some years ago. I was feeling death all around me. Like I'm about to die. Mysteriously. I was a minister. Minister of life, hot. I'm telling you, right now, I'm able to preach cool for people to write. Those days when I'm preaching, I'm like a machine. From the beginning to end. Hot. But then I feel like I'm about to die. And all of that. The thing lingered on for quite a time, like weeks. So one day, I said, no, I'm going to deal with this thing. So I went to church and I was coming. At our junction, there was a mango tree there. I will never forget. So as I was coming, I was just talking. I was talking the word of God. If you meet me and you think I'm mad. People have called me mad before, you know. So I was talking. So when I got to the junction, then I said, I have passed from death unto life. Yeah. Then I said it again. Then I said it again. Then there at the junction, I didn't wait like 2 minutes to get to the house. No. Here now. And that was the last time I ever felt that. You will be shocked. I would have been dead by now. Yeah. Some of you wouldn't have known me. Yeah. I would have been dead. When things pop up like that, what do you use? What do you use? Praise God. See, a friend can help you to a point when rising with you. But the word of God, the Bible says, is quick and active. The word of God is a living thing. Hallelujah. The Bible calls it a seed that is able to grow. If you put the word of God in a problem and you water it, that word of God will grow so mighty that the problem cannot stay. Some of you, when you are in a problem, that's when you go and look for worship songs. Obeye, obeye, obrano, yadenara, obeye. No, that's not a time for pity party. No. He says, attend to my words. Glory to God. David is in the midst of battles. And it looked like everything is crashing in. He says, the Lord is my light and salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I tremble? When the enemy rose up to eat me, to cheer me up. Oh, Bashakatai. And David will shoot this. And strength will pop up. When that dream, that evil dream comes up, get up in the middle of the night and begin to shoot the word of God.
I'm talking to somebody under the sound of my voice. When the devil shows his ugly face, do not cry, do not run away. Suit the word of God. It's the will of God to heal me. No, it's the will of God to heal me. It's the will of God to heal me. It's the will of God to heal me. It's the will of God to prosper me. When things are crashing down, when it looks like you are losing things, shoot the word of God. Kubalakateya, Shabala, Ipalakitos, Erebo Shabahaya, Ipalagades Kabata, Italo Shabahaya. Glory to God. You cannot tell me God has desired to prosper me and there is an altar in my family that comes against that. No, it cannot happen. Glory to God. Come on, I said glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Shout it, I believe in the word. Shout it again, I believe in the word. Find a place and sit down. Let's continue. Shapalakatai. Hallelujah. He says, attend to my word. Give attention. Give attention. Look at someone. Say, give attention. Come on. Say, give attention. 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 He says, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my sayings, the things that I have said. Oh my God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The things that I have said. Let's see some of the things God has said. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah, I'm showing you something that he has said. Oh, hallelujah. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. Shabalakataya. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hiya. Let's go to 41, verse 10. He says, incline your ear unto the things that I have said, my sayings. Listen to the things that I have said. So God comes, he says, fear not. God says, fear not. Your life is gripped with fear. You don't even know how the next 2 years of your life look like. It looks like everything is so put together and you can't make a difference of what God says. Fear not. What a bold announcement. This is his saying. He says, fear not, for I am with you. Oh, hallelujah. Do not be dismayed. The word dismayed means that it's like somebody who is lost. Hey, where am I? He said, don't look like you are lost. Don't look like you are lost. Kabalabatea. I'm not part of them that are confused. I am not dismayed. Come on, I am not dismayed. Do I have believers in this house? I am not dismayed. He says, be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Don't look like you are lost. It also means it means to look helpless, to be lost to the point that you don't have a help. He said, God is talking. This is his sayings. He says, fear thou not. I am not afraid. Come on, say, I am not afraid. I doubt my doubt. Come on, shout, I doubt my doubt. I doubt my doubt. I have a strong mind. Shall I have a strong mind? Shall I have a strong mind? One more time, I have a strong mind. I have a strong mind. I have a strong mind. Sit down for 2 seconds. Maybe you did not know. So the devil sort of had an upper hand over you. Today's service is going to change things. When you go clear your room and begin to shoot some words, I said, begin to shoot some words and doubt your doubt. Doubt your doubt. Doubt your doubt. Glory to God. He says, the reason why I don't want you to be afraid,
The reason why I don't want you to be dismayed is because I am with you. I am with you. It does not matter what is coming. I am with you. I'm your big daddy. I'm your heavenly daddy. I said, do not be dismayed. No matter how scattered it looks like, do not be dismayed. Look at that. No matter how destroyed it looks like, don't look at it. No, do you know what I am with you means? Jesus thereabout tells the disciples, take the lead. I'm going to pray. Go, I'm praying. I'll be with you. And these guys are on the high waters in the middle of the night. And there's tempestuous, boisterous wind. And Jesus is praying. And he sees that something is happening in there. Oh my God. Hey, 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 hey. Listen. Jesus had never walked on water. Prior to that, he had never walked on water. The greatest miracle of water that had been recorded was to part the water to come. But listen, because of how urgent it was, Jesus says, I am not going to run. I'm going to walk on the water. I am walking on the same thing that is causing the discomfort. I am walking. I want to show you that I am a master of the waters. The same thing you claim you are scared of, I am a master of it. And I'm going to walk to you right on the same thing that is destroying, that is looking at you, and you are afraid. That is what it means when it says, I am with you. I tell somebody under the sound of my voice, refuse to be scared, refuse to be afraid. He is with you. I said, God is with you. God is with you. It shall never get worse. It will not get worse. It will not get worse. It will not get worse. Sit down for 2 minutes. Sit down for 2 minutes. Hold on. Sit down for 2 minutes. Sit down for 2 minutes. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. All of you, sit down. Allow me to preach. I am with you. Be thou not afraid. Neither be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't look helpless. Listen. Listen. He didn't say, be not afraid. I am with you. No. 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 He says, for. I like the for. Do not be afraid because I'm giving you a reason for you not to be afraid. If he had said, be not afraid, I am with you, it's a statement of fact. You can choose to believe or not. But here, I'm giving you a reason why it's an error to be afraid. I cannot be walking with you and you are scared. Can't be walking with you. And I'm giving you an example what I am with you means. If it will involve me walking on the high waters, I am going to do that. And Jesus was walking on the same thing that was troubling them. The same thing. That is what I am with you means. That the same thing that is troubling you, I am walking on it. What is your problem? What's your problem? The end of all things is death. And even death, he has defeated it. So what is your problem? The end of all matter is death. But he says, even death, I have overcome death. He comes and he says, I am he that was dead. Not I am he that is dead. I am he that was. Oh my God. I am he that was dead. I want to tell you that I have died before. And I defeated death. So do not be afraid. Look at that. He says, for I am with you. Then he says that, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. For your fear, know that I am with you. For your dismayance, when it looks like you don't have help, I am your God. I can preach on this for the whole day. He didn't say, I am God. Look at that. He says, I am your God. He didn't say, I am God. I am your God.
Oh my. So the other day, this giant came and was taunting. Bring a man that will fight me. And the Bible says, all Israel went shush. Everybody was quiet. And the Bible says that everybody, they ran away from the sight of Goliath. Such a huge person. And a little boy, 17 years old, was sent by the daddy, go and see how your brothers who qualify to be in the army, go see how they are doing and bring me back word. And the young man goes and he goes to give whatever the father told him to give to the brothers. He gave it to the brothers, and David is about going, and David hears the taunting again. And David was of a very small stature. David was not huge. He was of a very small stature, 17 years. And he hears the tauntings. And look at, David says that, what will be done for the man who kills this one? David is not talking battle. He's talking reward. Because if it is death, forget it. I will kill him. And you know, the Bible says that as the exchange was going, long story short, David is standing before Goliath with a sling and a stone. And then Goliath goes like, am I a dog that you come to me with it? Are you serious? We are doing battle here. You don't have any armor. You look so naked. You look so unprepared. You look so strengthless. You look so powerless. And on top of that, your weapon for war is a sling. Are you mad? Can't you see that I'm shielded all over? And the Bible said, Goliath made the worst mistake of his life. He cursed David by his gods. And David says, all right, now that we have shifted the thing, let me talk to you about my God. I'm talking about the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. And today, this God will hand you over to me and all these people. I'm going to chop off your head, and it is the carcasses of the air that's going to feed on them. That is what God when he says, I am your God. So God is telling you that there is an authority over your life. I take responsibility of your life. I am responsible for your life. He says, I am your God. Praise the name of the Lord. So in case of anything, see that there is an authority. So the Bible said that, cast your cares upon him. Jaimanu, cast your cares upon him, for he cares. Cast it upon him, for he cares. Hallelujah. Say, I don't fight. I enjoy victory. Like you came to church. Say, I don't fight. I enjoy victory. Come on, I'm victorious. The Bible says something. It says, we are more than conquerors. People have limited that to mean that we are conquerors. He says we are more than conquerors. In other words, we are not the ones that fought. We are those that enjoy the goodies of the battle. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. So he says, now let's go back to the proverb. He says, attend to my word. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. I'm talking about healing now. Unto my sayings. Next verse, 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Because if the word departs from your eyes, you will see the impossibility. You will see the mountain. You will see the problem. But I want you to see through the lenses of my word. Praise the name of the Lord. So he says, do not let them depart from thine eyes. I want you to see from the lenses of my word. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? He says, I am the God, behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? He's asking them, is there anything? So I want you to see from the lenses of my word. If anything is trying to be Lord over your life, just shift your eyes. Look through my word.
And when you look through my word, every other thing will become small. When God says that, is there any power than me? Is there any God apart from me? It doesn't mean that there's no God. It doesn't mean there's no power. No. See, when God says Satan is powerless, it doesn't mean Satan is powerless. God talks from his lens. When God looks at him and he looks at Satan, he doesn't exist. Because the opposite of God is not Satan. Satan is a created being. God is uncreated. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He is called the self-existent one. His sufficiency comes from him. He is that being. He does not need anything outside him to be him. And even for us to qualify to praise him, for us to qualify to be called his own, he put his spirit in us so that we are part of him. Praise the name of the Lord. So when God looks at that boss of yours that says that you'll be promoted for me to see over my dead body, that particular thing, just put on the lenses of God and you know that he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist. There's no man that can, that you know, one time we're going to have a program and then some people picked this car. I told them to come and they picked this car and the fare was supposed to be 15 cedis. Okay, is it 8 or 15? And the guy was charging double. So when the guy said, why are you charging double? He said, no, that's it. And then I said, no, I'm not going to pay. I'm a pastor, but I'm very strong. Hallelujah. I'm strong in the Lord. I take no nonsense. No. I said, I'm not going to pay. He said, no. I said, this is the money you have to take. Take it. He said, I'm not going to take it. Then he placed the money down. Then he says that. So what gingered me was that the guy said, me call. And the guy said that, and then he said, train out. And the guy said that with a lot of venom in his eyes. I said, ha, give me the money. Give me the money. Nonsense. Give me the money. And I chopped the money. And I'm alive. No, from the lenses of God, there's nothing impossible. So sometimes when God talks to you, it is like, God, do you understand my circumstance? No, God is telling Abraham, you're going to have your own child. Abraham has waited for over 20 years. And this thing has not come to pass. One day the guy bore. He started praying and talking to God. And see, and God comes back. And God says that, walk before me and be perfect. This gentleman, we are talking about life and death matter. He says, walk before me and be perfect. See, let me tell you, one person in this universe that can never, who is never troubled or who is, you know, God, no. Like you think God is, hey, when did it happen? Hey, my God, now God is on the throne. No, he doesn't do that. No. He's got everything under control. Everything under control. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything under control. He's that strong. So sometimes when he's talking, it's like he doesn't understand your case. No, it's not like that. You can be talking to God about your weakness, and God is telling you about the mandate on your life. Yeah. Father, I really have some concerns this evening. It's not been going well. God, I'm going through a lot. After a prayer, he may choose to be silent. You would dream and you are in the market preaching. The man is not bothered. No, he doesn't. He's not bothered. Because God believes in himself than he believes in you. And your sad story. Hallelujah. No. He's not troubled at all. One day, there was this such a hunger in a city that people started eating their children. And then the matter came before the king, and the king was so angry. He says that if I don't kill Elisha today, I am not a king, you know. And then he sent for Elisha, and Elisha comes, and then the king is lamenting. And Elisha goes like, this is the word of the Lord.
So that means God on the while spoke to Elisha very calmly. Tell him that tomorrow by this time, a bag of rice will be sold for 2 cedis. While a bag of rice was 2,800, it will be sold for 2 cedis. There will be so much food that you can't eat. Tell him and go and sit down. Then he tells the king, and then some people were there say, ah, if God is supposed to open all the windows of heaven, what he's saying cannot happen. And Elisha topped up for disbelieving God. You will see, but you won't eat some. And it happened like that. How God was not perturbed. Hallelujah. He's not perturbed. So see from his lens. He says, keep my word. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Because you start complaining. You start saying all kinds of nonsense. Hallelujah. Yeah, you'll be complaining with the world. So I don't want you to be complaining with the world. I want you to see with my lens. Like Jesus. He wants to feed over 5,000 people. And then he says, what is available? And then they say that, oh, a young boy's lunch. And Jesus says, bring it. And he holds it. And the Bible says he lifts it up and he gives thanks. And says, share it. Because the lens he is wearing, he is not seeing those small fishes and those half big bread. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is why anytime you study the word and anytime you pray, it seems like things don't matter again. You begin to see from a different perspective. Anytime you begin to, you are murmuring and you are complaining and you are anxious and all of that, be truthful to yourself. And you don't pray. You don't pray. If you pray, is that your normal? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for bread. I thank you for my mother. Thank you for my father. Thank you for my child. Thank you for everybody in the name of Jesus. I pray. As I'm going, go with me. As I'm coming, come with me. In the name of Jesus, check the house. Look everywhere. And thank you, God. Amen. That prayer, it doesn't go anywhere. I'm talking about he that prayeth in an unknown tongue with consciousness and sandwiching it with the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. When we're about to marry, we got to a point we couldn't find money anywhere. So one day we're talking, we're together in the house. We're talking, and then I just went into a vision like that. Now I started shooting scripture. My knees are met. When we started, it was like a joke. So she was laughing. My knees are met. Now I'm walking all over the room. My knees are met. And I'll be like, they are met. They are met. They are so met. Like they've been met, they've been over met. That's the word. They are meeting it. Praise the name of the Lord. Then I shoot. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I don't want. I don't want. I don't want. And I'm just going all over the place like that. I'm like a tree planted by the side of the waters. Oh, Bashavahaya. I bear fruit in my season. This is my season. This is my time. And I'm going all over. But listen, as I was saying that, the money was not in my pocket. That's right. Yeah. Praise God. Learn to speak the word. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Don't be singing all Bebrebe free. Every oh Casa Madinina. Bebrebe. If we would tell you so, go to the word of God. Hallelujah. He says, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Let the word be. The word heart means let it be at the center, at the seat of your passions. Hallelujah. Let your desires emanate from the word. Hallelujah. Next verse, 22, for the sake of time. Okay, it's what? What's the time? 10:30. Is it 10:30? 10:24. Oh my God. Look at that. He says, hold on. The Bible says, first of all, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Do not let them depart out of thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. All right? Then he says, because they are life. So the reason why you are to attend to the word is that it is life. Are we together in this place? Attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. Do not let them depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For, the word for there means because. Because they are life unto those that find them. So to those who don't find the word, they don't have life. And the word life is translated as life means medicine. That's the word. It is medicine. The word is medicinal to every kind of problem. It is the word of God that solves all. You know those people that when they come into the church, one herbal drink, it can solve about 55 sickness. Edroway. Say o koko abeko. Edroway. Odana oposa weni abeko. Edroway. Say o yem kawe nyumrea. Tikakra. Na fafa in kutumu. Na vashe oto abeko. Edroway. You know. And just one thing, it solves everything. The word of God is medicine. The word is medicine. Hallelujah. So whatever hurt, whatever problem, whatever heartbreak, whatever disappointment, whatever nightmares, whatever evil dream, whatever somebody said, I dreamt and I was eating. And he woke up sick. Why would you eat in your dream? Hallelujah. Now, some people too are eating in the dream. You will cook for them, they will eat, they will get up, they will shoot where they are going. That's life. Because those people, they have found the word. And that word is medicine. So when God says, I am the God that healest thee, it means that I am the God that gives you medicine. And the medicine is my word. So until you find the word of God, you'll be in problems for a long time. That's why I tell people, I don't play church. I'm telling you, I don't play church at all. No. I'm going to find the word. He says, they are life unto those that find him. I don't know why in the medical field the diseases are so serious. Ete was a glaucoma. Ete was a glaucoma. They mention the name of the thing. Oxyparolysis, centimonious sclerosis, celebrat. What are you speaking in tongues? Ete. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. No, you don't know those people. Yeah, they'll give you the name. By the time you are coming home, you are dying. Yeah. You go to the hospital, very fine. And the doctor will come and say, so we've reviewed the scan and everything. And we think that, please, where's your husband? The moment you see a doctor taking a deep breath, get up and go. They are life unto those. He didn't say they are life to everybody. They are life unto those that find it. That find it. Not they are life unto those that are giving to them. This diligence searching. Searching into the word. Eating the word of God. Taking time with the word of God. Forming your mindset, your thought pattern, your thinking patterns. That is why when somebody is addicted to whatever, to weed, to sex, to drink, to whatever it is, the thing is not stop doing it. When I see pastors who say that, who be Jamai, who be Jamai, who be, it doesn't change anybody. Because anybody that is sinning knows that they are sinning, just that they can't stop it. No, if you tell somebody who be Jamai, who be, Abua, Abua, Kwasia Dieno. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help nobody. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Who be. It doesn't solve anything. So for people say, Mr. Rebel, we know. We know. We know your monum. At the end of the womb, we vitamin A home. Then the children say Dabi, vitamin B, Dabi, vitamin C, Dabi. And the Adena Mono. Hallelujah. Anybody that is sinning knows that they are sin. And sin is a master. Sin is a master. So that you sin doesn't mean that you can just get up and go. No. Find the word. When you find the word, the Bible says, the word, they are medicine unto you. Hallelujah. The word is life and health. Go to them that find them and health to all their flesh. It's medicine to their flesh. The word can heal osteoarthritis. The word can heal, what again? Osteoporosis. It can heal what again? What? Ascites. What's that? Liver issue. Yes. You have ascites. Can you imagine? Your liver. It is ascites. You have ascites. You have what again? Diabetes type 2. Hepatitis B. Final level. Oncological pathology. Final destination. He has oncology. He has cancer. He has cancer. It's a type of cancer where when it is growing, they eat themselves. It's a self-inflicting cancer, stage 5. No matter the stage. I said, no matter the stage. Your cells can respond to the word of God. Hallelujah. Am I talking to someone? Yeah, your cells can respond. They say you have leukemia. You have leukemia. Your marrow, there's cancer in your marrow. Who can go into your bones and remove the marrow? Come on, let's go to Ephesians 4. Hebrews chapter 4. This thing, I'll remove it too. Let's go. I would have removed a long time ago. But right now, I can't remove things like that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. One time I was asked that, why is it that you, when you are preaching, you look good, but I thought you are done, you look almost naked. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. See, that's why I'm not good with it. I just get my suit and I'm going. You see, as you are going. Yeah. Now, look at what the Bible says. He says, for the word of God. Put it in Amplified. You have Amplified? Put it in Amplified. Let's try to close. We are going to group ourselves right now. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, then you go and share what you have learned. 2 minutes. Then you come back. Just put Amplified there. When you do it like this, I don't see. Yeah. I don't have eye problem. Or me, I don't see. Yeah. Put this one, just bring that one on. For the word, look at that. It says, for the word of God is living and active. There's no cancer that can spread than the word of God. Hallelujah. Since the word of God is living and active and full of power. Hey, glory to God. The word of God is living, it's active, and it's full of power.
Hallelujah.
Huh. Glory to God.
Glory.
Listen, he says the word of God, the Bible that we have and we've put on our tables and we don't read and all of that, it's living. It is active. It is full of power. Making it operative. Energizing and effective. The word of God. Hallelujah. The way Christians believe in pastors, if they can take that belief, small of that belief, and put in the word of God, will turn the world upside down. Yeah, because somebody believes that if he has diabetes, he can go and buy Sobolo, which is supposed to be medically against the diabetes, and drink it till he dies. What's wrong with you? If you can take just a little portion of that faith in the Sobolo and put it in the word of God. Look, this is what the Bible is saying. You go and say, in the name of Jesus, there's no problem with my insulin. In the name of Jesus, there's no problem with my insulin. In the name of Jesus, every organ in my body responds. Because you know, diabetes will come with blindness. If you're a man, it will come with impotence. And you are there, you can't even fire again and all of that. No, in the name of Jesus, every part, every organ of my body is working. And this thing, you begin to say it after an encounter with the word of God. Hallelujah. Not just confession for living. But after an encounter with the word of God, you are just shooting, then you go like, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Then you are shooting from that angle to this angle, to that angle, to this angle. The Bible says the word of God is living and, come on, talk to me, it's living and,
active.
And full of power. The word is full of power. The word is pregnant with power. And by virtue of that, the Bible says, it makes it very operative. The word is very operational. The word is operational. Hallelujah. The word is operational and very effective, energizing and effective. Say, what bubu? Say, why am I? Now, who baby, I won't fa. Now we'll fast on your miasim. Hallelujah. Now the rawa brabumwa. Bible says you'll be energized.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Ufasa
on your miasim. Now they are show business. And you are your name chinia bekwakoto at your store. No. Hallelujah. Things will begin to align. Hallelujah. I said things will begin to align. Because the word of God is powerful. The word of God is full of energy. The word of God is full of activities. It's active. Yet the shepherd be a year juma. Yet the nyamia semu. Yet the shepherd be a year juma. A year juma. Catch you say a year juma. A semno year juma. A semno a year juma. A semno a year juma. Asemno eye feelings hu adwuma so feelings nya eye hu adwuma. Hallelujah. Wa bra bo achiachi asemno eye hu adwuma asemno ye adwuma wo bebia. I feel like I'm preaching in a crusade right now. Hallelujah. Now look at that. He says that it is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joint and marrow, the deepest part of our nature. So the word can go everywhere. Some say, you know, this condition, I was born with it. My mother was AS, my father was AS, and I am SS. What a good name. The Bible says good name is better than riches. Is it in the Bible or is this thing? It's in the Bible. Good name is better than riches. So your good name is SS. This is what the word of God can do. It can go. The Bible says that it can go as far as the marrows, the bones, your DNA, that one is where genes. Yeah, it can go into your genes. It can go everywhere. I know someone who was SS that is still alive today. Praise the name of the Lord. Every 3 months you have crisis. Every 2 months you have crisis. Go and take a hold. When doctors say we can't do anything about it, go and look for the word of God and inject it into your body. Praise the name. There's a man who died at the age of 90 years. It was when he was 90 that the children, through whatever test they did, found out that the man was sickle cell. While boy Juma, your Pentecost elder, at the tea, sorry, name Kwanda Nina, 19. What are you talking about? Hallelujah. Why is it that our generation will die young like that? Because we don't give credence to the word of God anymore. Hallelujah. Anthropologist. You'll be an anthropologist. Somebody will sit on a tree. I'm telling you. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. You'll be there, the person looks and say, and those they don't brush their teeth. They just say, you will die. You will die. I'm telling you, praise the name of the Lord. You'll die. Get a hold of the word. It will go into your deepest part. I tell, don't be there and be slay. Oh, that's Maggie. That's Maggie. Woo be woo. Woo be woo. Hallelujah. Woo be woo. We are praying in tongues. All the time, Shaka Seti, Le Marando, Shavalava Telekosa, Imero, Woo be woo. Pray and sweat. You are looking at makeup. Rasa talaba shande. Oh rebo sarire. Re re mo ra ra re. You are not serious. You are not busy. Yeah, you are not busy yet. Chichre utinu kuwechi. Na so poni nimu. Rakata. Palakata. You are serious with life. Dendo. 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 Rehus. 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 Ray, Ray, Ray. You are saying poem in tongues. Okay. Woo be woo. Hallelujah. You pray, you like praying. Why? You like praying in tongues. When you pray in tongues, do you understand? You don't have a problem yet. When you have a problem, you pray it without understanding it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So he said the word is active. The word is active. So when God says, I am the God that healeth thee, he says, if you are going to do this, this will happen. Because I'm the God that healeth thee. If you are the God that healeth me, why should I give credence to the word? Just come and heal me. God says it doesn't work like that. The word is me. Your finding of the word is your finding of me. Praise God. So make sure that you keep the word. Make sure that you find the word. Hallelujah. And make sure you walk with the word. Because in so doing, what happens? I'm the God that healeth thee. I'm the God that healeth thee. Let's go to our last scripture and then I'll be done for the day. I don't really want to talk a lot today. I don't feel like preaching today. I just want to go home and just rest. This world is not our home. Hallelujah. Oh my God, my God, my God. I don't want to preach. I don't feel like preaching today. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Let's try and wrap up. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 10, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there. I need King James. There are some scriptures, you read it in King James. Put it in King James. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and the bread to the eater. Next verse. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Hallelujah. It shall not return unto me void. Praise God. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God is saying that my word, when it is spoken, it comes back, it always comes back with testimonies. My word has never failed. The word does not have the ability to fail. You cannot say, I trusted in the word of God and I'm put to shame. No, the word does not fail. Praise God. I said, the word does not fail. The word doesn't fail. So God says that it will prosper whereto I sent it. It will not come back unto me void. Look at that. But it shall accomplish. The word accomplishes. So whatever situation that you would face, if you can give yourself to the word of God, you can have a testimony.
Now, this morning, I don't know what came you came to church with. Give me the keyboard. Let me try and close. I feel like I want to close. I don't want to talk plenty. Hallelujah. Let's pray a little bit. I don't know what is the thing that is sleeping with you on your bed. Hallelujah. The problem that you have with yourself and with your bed. Hallelujah. What makes you cry? What gives you pain? What gives you hurt? And all of that. Your boyfriend broke up with you. You had bought all things. Your ring was ready and all of that. It still doesn't matter. Go and sell that ring and make money. New one will come. Your girlfriend broke up with you when you were ready to marry. Forget about that girl. There are better girls out there. Hallelujah. Praise this world. We are not taking it anywhere. Don't allow anybody to mess your life up. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, am I talking to you?
Yes,
am I communicating to you?
Yes,
glory to God. Say, I live in my better days.
I live in my better days.
I can say, I live in my better days.
I live in my better days.
You were crashing on somebody, the person was not crashing back. Leave the person to go. He's not crashing back. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't make this world too cumbersome for all of us. Hallelujah. Just enjoy God and go forward. Learn to shoot the scriptures. Hallelujah. Learn to shoot the scriptures. All of you who are going to be mothers and wives and all of that, learn how to pray. Learn how to shoot the scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. You go to the hospital, the doctor says your child's leg, one leg is not forming. Form it. The Bible says that it was by the word all things were made. Use the word and bring the whatever is missing, bring it out. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't allow yourself to go on in problems and all of that. You are always, you know, you are always not in the mood. You are always angry. You are always bitter. You are always crying. You know, there are some people who are very hard. I mean, there are some hard girls I know. They don't cry rough and all of that. But, you know, don't allow yourself to be going through all these ordeals. And your Bible is laid down on a desk. Glory to God. Get into the word of God. There was a woman who said she couldn't sleep for a lot of time. I mean, for many, many days, she couldn't sleep. And I said, all right, so if you can't sleep, then you can pray. Yeah. So if the devil will not let you sleep, you also not let him sleep. It's as simple as that. So I prepared scriptures for her to be praying with. And say she did it like for 3 days. I feel oh yes, of a bomb and then that one. And I'm saying, yeah, your sleep has come back. Hallelujah. The word of God is active. Ah, my God. Manda says. Yeah. So make sure that you give credence to the word of God. Don't just be a church girl. I mean, my father is a pastor. My father is a pastor already. And please, we don't that and we have one and yet Christ is more. Hallelujah. Give attention to the word of God. Are we together? Give attention to the word of God. Go back to your moment of quiet times. Hallelujah. Get up in the middle of the night. If something is bothering you in the night, get up in the middle of the night and shoot the word of God. Shoot the scriptures. They are life unto those that find them. And health, that is the word medicine, is medicine to all of their flesh. Hallelujah. Yeah. The word of God can melt things, lumps and whatever that is in you. Why do we pray for people and it doesn't work? Because they've not learned to build faith with the word of God. Let it go down a little bit. Yeah. So you give credence to the word of God. Give your mind to God's word. Hallelujah. Give your mind to God's word. There's prosperity in the word of God. The word of God will prosper you. The word of God will teach you how to manage the affairs of your life. You will not walk like a fool. You will not walk like someone who does not know the season and the time, who lives anyhow. No! The word of God gives you wisdom.
The other day, Paul told Timothy, he says that from childhood, that I've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. There's wisdom ability in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And the wisdom of God's Word is unto salvation. It's on, the word salvation is soteria. It's unto wholeness. It's unto wholeness. Your academics will not fail. Your life will not fail. Your business will not fail. Your marriage will not fail, because out of the word cometh forth wisdom unto you in the name of Jesus. The word will make your life a bliss. The word of God will make your life a bliss. And everything people cry about, everything people wail about, you will look at them with assurance from God's word and you burst out in laughter. Because the Bible says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. When the devil thinks that he's thrown his best shot, you will look at him and you will laugh, because your assurance is from the word of God. I'm talking to you. Talking to you. Give your mind to God's word. It's able to make you. The word is 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 able to make you. The word of God is able to make you. Whatever the problem is, the word has the answers. Whatever the problem is, the word has the answers. Wisdom is coming to you. As you are praying in the spirit, wisdom is coming to you. It's a charge I am giving you. He says, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God that healeth thee. Every area of your life, every segment of your life, every area of your life, every segment of your life, every area of your life, every segment of your life, it is the will of God for you to prosper. It is the will of God for you to prosper. It is the will of God for you to prosper. It is the will of God for you to prosper. It is the will of God for you to prosper. Come on, keep praying. Keep praying like that. Just keep praying like that. Keep praying in the spirit. 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 Cobra bahasa. Oh raba shabaha. Lega bahasa. Reno shabaha. Roba safaha. Rana mashaha. Roko sabaha. Dama mama ma. Raba baba ba. Rema mama. Shabala baba. We are living church, oh God, with a new love for your word. It's no more a ritual. It's going to be life unto us. Medicine to our flesh. Mando brosha. Libra gade lebosa. Come on. Rono shabahaya. Just keep speaking in tongues like that. Manda labasaya. Reno shabaha. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, rabo shaha. Liga breges kofahaya. Oh, ranamaye. Remono shabahaya. Embele breheza. To some of us, the word of God is bringing restoration. Mendo brokabahaya. To that precious thing that you lost, the word of God is bringing restoration. Mendo bragido shabaha. Membrengendo shabahaya. Oh, rapasaya. Le rababaya. Oh, refa sandalia. E robo shakataya. Imbaliendo sha. Robo satea. E komanana. Eronos kava embragadea lebra sonte impalegadienzo andabrandesa impalabragida lerosha 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 envendozongon brangabaha orapascate eronoshabaha eromoshabaha embragadaya orapasata kabaya. If you know how to pray in tongues, if you have the gift of tongues, come on, speak in tongues. I believe in the word of God. I believe in the power of the word of God. Oh, Rapasaya, to some of us, change is coming. Change is coming. To some of us, there's alignment, 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 alignment. Koramahashaya, Rebosaba, Lekoskaba, Rebosaya, oh Lebrakada, Lebaramashaya, Ikobra Legoska, and Telebregados, Ramasendo, Likabraka, and Tolebrege, Lemorono, Shamarane, Lebragita Labo, and Belengoska, and Rono Shaba. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Ibaria. Oh, for the word of God says, I sent my word and I heal all your diseases. Oh, Ramenosha. Le paragletes cabra. Le paragletes cabla. Le paragletes cabla. Embredos. And Tosca. And Rono. And Palade. Le cavada. La parabade. Esopa. And Catala. And Sombrangada. Icoparade. Le baraka. And telegrada ikoparade lama sandalaba ikomaraba and telebragada leke telebosa and palagada labasa ikoparade labarababa and belebarababa ikobarababa imarabababa and parabadabadaba. We give the word of God a chance in our lives. Kobalabahaya mentelebelebe lebarama mama and shendelebedebedebe kabarabadabadaba kibarabada. The word of God will not just be a forgotten monument in our lives. Oh Rasataya, oh Rakabaya, oh Rekoskapale, Libarababa, oh Falabrahaya, fresh love, fresh love for the word of God. Mendolo Brosha, Ikaparabadea, Rebosa Takaba. Oh Rebeshabahaya, Ikobarabababaya, oh Rakasataya, and Telebelebe, Ikabalabasanda, Iman Telebregedosha, Ipalabradias, Ikolomonzandaba, Irabashandalaba, Ikabalabasataya, Ipalabragadaba, Ishakatalabababaya, Irabedelebosabahaya. Oh Ramasata, E Rababasata, E Kobalabasata, Imasundalabai, E Rokosaba, E Palio, Endolabo Shabalabalaba, E Rabababasunda, Le Kabarabasandalabaya, E Rabababababa, O Rakabasataya, Rabababaya, O Shababaya, Rakabasatalaba, Rababasatalaba, Ramasande, Le Kabaraba, E Robo. Satakaba Ramashandalaba, your word, O God, Lekoskabaya, and Dalabalaba Shaba, Rekababa, Ramasandalaba, Ikabra Gadaba, Ishapalagaba. We open up for the word of God, Shamanamanama, that as we go, oh Shabahaya, a fresh relationship with the word of God, Lekabarode, Ramashandalaba, Emaroba Sata, Ikabarababa, Menoshaba, Ekabalabasata, Ekoparama, O Ramashandalaba, Erakasata Kaba, O Rebadaba, for you are the God that healeth. You are the God that healeth. You are the God, Mandibilibishaba, Ekobalabaya, Eramasandalaba, Ekobarabababa, oh, Ramashada Bada 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 Bada. Ikamala manamasa remendelebele bekamana manamasi ikobarabashakataya oh rabasaya oh rakabiondo lekabiondo asubariga dosha baribaraba emelebereboosha oh kabalaba shabalabalabalabalabakaba imantala masandalabaya oh lakabaya. We give our hearts to your word, oh God, shabalabaya, and the power of your word. Lebarama mama maya, ikobaraba babasa, ikabaraba shandalaba, ikabarabaya, shabadalabaya, oh barabahaya. That the relationship with your word will not just be in church, but in our rooms, oh God, in our private lives, oh God. Mandalabashaya, kobaraba basa, lekabaraba babashaya, oh Rababaya, oh Kabasaya, Lakavavaya. Rabababasha, Oraka Baba 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 Baba, Rakasa Palaba Labadaba, Ramababa Baba Baba, Rakasata, Ragada Labasha, Rababasata Laba, Lebarabasinda Labaya, Oraka Barabashanda Labaya, Lega Barabaruda Barababa, Oramasanta, Ikabarababa, Eramasakataya, Erakula Bashandi. Lekabariando Shaba Imandelebelebe Kubaraba Oh Rabasataya Oh There's a Labashaya Oh There's a Labashaya Oh There's a Labashaya Iparaba The Lord is doing a new thing The Lord is doing a new thing The Lord is doing a new thing Oh Rakasataya Iramashanda Labaya Irakabarabasate Ikabarabababa Labarabababa Sandalabaya Ikabarababaya, O Rama Sandalaba, Ikabaraba Shatalaba, Ikabaraba Sandalaba, Ikabaraba Gikadalabasa, Irabababashaya, Ikabalabaya, Irakababa, Eramasata Kabababa, Oh, Labababa, Rabasata Kabababa, Rabashaka Talabaya, Ramashata. Kabaya Igabala Bashanda Reba Baba Bashakata Kabaha Mandala Basa Oh Reka Baba Baba Menemeneme Rakasata Kababa Oh Kabasha Raka Baba 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shamana labahaya. Oh, reko shapahaya. Imana labahaya. Let our hearts be kindled again. Let our minds be kindled again. For your word, kosabaya, that healeth all our diseases, all our discomfort. Koparabashavahaya. Oh, rakasata kabahaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.